When you get frustrated with this world, don't live the world. It's all in how you think, and it's all in what you do. As our good old friend Bernie says, nothing else matters. As far as you're concerned, you're in a closet.
Attack Life, Not Others, with Tim Hoover and Steve Mittman.
You know, Steve, I always bring my personal life into these episodes because I believe in it, and so do you. And I don't mind because I'm pretty much an open book.
Well, you've got nothing to hide.
No, I don't. I can walk anywhere. I don't care. I don't thrive on, being angry. And I really believe in accepting others and forgiving, right? So I'm open to that, and I'm open to telling stories about my life, and especially about our trips down to Florida. So,
Is this another Florida story?
It all comes back to just being, again, open to listening to others and being interested
in others. Being aware, being observant. Aware.
Exactly. Yeah. So these stories come to me.
Incidentally, when I said, oh, no, another, I love these Florida stories. It's just funny because you come back from Florida every time, and you have multiple stories.
I do, and, you know, it's not something I like. Fly the jet and say to my wife, I can't wait down to just like find new things to talk about.
But listen, is that a bad thing? Because I've been told that your mind is always going. You know, it's like sometimes you just want to shut it off, but you're always going. You're always thinking. You're always observing. And
I'm thinking, observing, and I pick up a lot of things where I can't. My wife will say to me, you're probably the worst private detective in the world because you don't know north, south, east, and west. I can't find the grocery store, right? But I can find people. So I'm on the beach with my wife, and here's the story.
Okay.
So those of you that all have been on the beach, you know how much, especially this part of the country, can't wait until, you know, our beach opens up and springtime, summer hits. But so we went down to Florida where it's kind of nice all the time. And we're on the beach, and we're packing up, ready to get out of there, right? And there's this long kind of decking boardwalk, zigzagging back and forth to the top of the hill so you can get to the parking lot. It's a nice little walk, not too long, but I see this guy in front of me, and he's in a walker. And I don't want to say he's much older than me, but he's older than me. And this guy's moving. Walker goes in front of him a couple feet, and boom, 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 those little legs trap right up to the walker. Bam, he's moving to the point where I was struggling keeping up with him. And so I found this guy to be, because I knew he had to be in his 80s, and I found this to be inspirational. I found it to be something like, wow, this guy was just on the beach. He hustled over to get his walker. Now he's working his way up this walkway to the top and probably get in a Porsche and drive away. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, this guy's pretty cool. So I walk up to him, I get to the side of him, and he didn't stop, kept moving. So I kept moving with him. I said, hey, let me ask you something. I'm pretty impressed, man. I said, how old are you? And he looked at me and he goes, I'm 80. I said, well, good for you. You're on the beach, you're hitting the sun, you're walking, you're moving in that walker where a lot of people probably wouldn't do that. He looks at me right away and he says, how old are you? Before I could tell him, he says, you're 68, aren't you?
He said that.
He said that. I said, how did you know that? He said, I just know. And he said, let me tell you something, sir. He said, that was one of my best years of my life. And I thought, oh my gosh, 68? I'm thinking, I'm at the end of the road and he's telling me that was the best time of his life.
That's awesome.
So fast forward. I'm in the dojo. The following week, finished up training one of my guys, one of my really good black belts. Like, I'm not going to call his name out because he'll be embarrassed. But anyway, he's up there in the locker room. He's ready to get out. And he's dragging. He said, good class, sensei. Tough one. I said, I know. I said, I know you're dragging. He said, oh, my hip hurts. Jeez, I feel like I'm aching, man. He said, I just feel like I'm getting old. How old are you? I said. He says, I'm 40. I said, 40 was the best time of my life. Now I'm telling him.
Isn't that interesting? 40
is the best time of my life.
Everything is relative.
Everything is relative. Yep. It's you just don't live the age,
yep.
man.
Yep.
So I'm saying to all of you, when you get down, don't live the mood. When you get down about your age, don't live the age. When you get frustrated with this world, don't live the world. It's all in how you think, and it's all in what you do, as our good old friend Bernie says, nothing else matters. As far as you're concerned, you're in a closet, and you could be moving around with no interference on the outside, but knowing who you are, where you're going, and having a positive attitude will not only change your life, but maybe somebody else's, like that 80-year-old did mine.
There's that saying, if I knew then what I know now, if I could think the way I think now back then, you know? And
right.
You're in it. You're in it. I look at pictures with my wife and I look at old, you know, photos and videos of our kids when they were younger and babies and even 2, 3, 4 years ago. And then you look at how much they've grown and we're like, oh, nostalgic. And we're like, wait a second. We're in it now. We're in that moment now. And 5 and 10 and 15 years from now, we'll look back at now and say, I would give anything to go back then. You know, you always want to be in the moment, but there's that nostalgia factor. And it shows you how quickly time flies and you just want what you had yesterday or yesteryear. But you realize, like, that 80-year-old would give anything to be 68 once again, I'm sure.
But yet he inspired me being 80 and being the way he was moving in that walker and thinking, man, this guy's got a good day ahead of him here, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just something to think about and how we all can get caught up in that moment looking at the status quo and looking and saying, well, you know, this hurts and that hurts. But you know what? Hey, move on, man. Before you know it, it will be another day.
Yep.
It'll be another year.
Yep.
And thank God we're alive and moving and kicking.
That is a great Florida story.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Attack Life, Not Others. For more on our way of life through the martial arts, go to attacklifenotothers.com.
This has been a Mittman Media creation. Mittmanmedia.com.